Hello and welcome to episode 87. Why am I struggling to say the word episode? Either way, episode 87 of Mooga Garbam Radio is happening right now with words. Even though I can't say certain words, for some reason I'm screwing them up.
Words are hard.
Words are difficult.
Words are very difficult.
especially as we're getting to like the triple digits soon. Yeah, we've only got 13 more episodes until we reach the 100 mark.
And we don't know what we're going to do for that. We have thought about it.
We're going to record in our kitchens and cook food.
Oh my God, imagine that. We're going to try and split it. But so you're cooking from your kitchen, I'm cooking from my kitchen. Oh, that's weird. How would we do that? We'd be like, one person streams, but also has like a stream open on Discord.
I was going to say Discord, maybe.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, who knew there'd be so many Moogle Go Around episodes that we're on episode 100? The fact that we started off as like a sister podcast, the Phoenix Down Radio, because they didn't really want me on or Paul, so they gave us our own show, and then they ended up forcing me on the show.
Yeah, they wanted you like I think they just wanted us as backups, just in case. Say like a lot of like hosts left, and they're like, oh, let's grab these guys in, you know, from sister podcast.
Yeah, we've got a sister podcast. Well, we're now our own podcast. We're big, strong, independent women, and we don't need no other podcast.
We don't need no class.
that works, right? That works?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
To be fair, I am surprised myself that we have gone this far.
Yeah. We're close to 200 followers on Twitch.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. We get a decent amount of downloads as well, so thank you to everyone that downloads, and also those who come back and listen to the episodes live, like Susan. We had Nightmare earlier, we had Ian, we had a Moxie come in and wish me happy birthday during the Kakarot stream I was doing today.
Kakarot. But also, nearly 300 followers on Twitter as well.
Yeah, we're doing really well, so thank you to everyone that's come to follow us. Also, a shout out to IFC as well for promoting so much. Shout out to Domni D'Ombra on Gilgamesh server.
I always like mess that up sometimes. I just call it, it's just the Umbra.
I opened up Twitter so I could look at the name.
500.
Efficient.
We've done 26 episodes of Moog Around on Podbeam.
Yeah.
And sadly, we did lose iTunes.
We'll get it one day. And also maybe Google Play. And all the other places.
I think I'll probably talk to Flatus about that. See if he can help us with that. Because
Flatus, save us. Your only hope.
I've got no clue at all. As we, you know, I went along with Klaus, obviously. Like, you know, he did it all for us and I had no fucking clue. I just followed with it.
Thank you, Susan. Yes, I did get the Dodo Mount from Heaven on High last night. Yeah.
Dodo Mount.
Yeah, it's on my retainer.
This episode is recorded on Chili's birthday.
Yeah.
Whoever listens to it back, tweet at him. Happy birthday, and he'll know. It'll be a couple of days.
It'll be quite a few days, because I'm going to do this like on a... I just upload it tonight.
But he will know.
I might just upload this tonight.
Tonight because it got rained.
I have powers, okay, Paul. It's called I don't power. Sleep. I mean, I sleep. Beep boop. I find fast ways to edit now. So, Audacity is so much faster now that I don't have to wait forever for my laptop.
Yeah. That is good when you have like a decent like, laptop that can.
Yeah, my last laptop I had for 9 years. When I zoomed into the file to edit cut stuff, it would actually freeze for 15 seconds every time you zoom in once.
Cool. So. also, Chili, my mum also said happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you, Paul's mum.
Because she saw it on Twitter and she actually rang me up.
Oh.
And she was like, we should get Chili something. And I'm like, I had the same idea.
Aww.
And I looked at my mum through my phone. And well, we're gonna get you something DBZ related.
Yay!
Because we know you love DBZ. So yeah, this weekend we're gonna look, and then I'm gonna have to obviously get you to give me your address so I can stalk you.
Okay.
And yeah, it'll be sent to you.
Oh, thank you, Paul. That's so sweet of you. And thank you, Paul's mum. Oh.
Yeah, it's going for her.
I'm gonna hug my laptop, but that would ruin the audio. I'm just gonna hug the air.
Hug the air.
And I'm hugging it right now. I know there's no cam, but everyone believes me, right?
Yes.
I'll hug this controller.
Yeah.
Paul's mum is the sweetest.
Yeah, my mum like phoned me up and was like, oh, we should just have a chili. It's his birthday. I was like, Strokes beard.
Sweet, but if you send me something for my birthday, that means I'll have your address because it'll be on the letter, which means I can send you something for your birthday.
I sounded overly it sounded like really like psychopaths. Oh, well, if you send me something, I'll have your address and I'll come for you.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna drive all the way to Dover. Yeah, I can't drive, so I'm just gonna hitchhike all the way to Dover.
Someone's done that before.
I mean, because of how fat and lazy I am, you could probably, and I have to do podcasts all the way on the way down there. You've probably got at least a year.
Oh no, we are. So I'm still getting over a cold, so my nose keeps getting clogged.
It's fine.
So it does sound like I'm weird.
I always sound weird, so.
Lies and slang.
Yeah, it's like a 5-hour trip to Dover, so.
Only 5 hours?
Yeah.
Like, oh, damn.
No, I think it's by train.
Train?
So, not bad. Yeah. Yeah, but it's probably like the most expensive thing in the world. I probably have to sell like 2 livers and.
2 livers?
I sell all my livers just to afford the train.
I sell my whole liver, a kidney, half my heart.
Well, to be fair, the internet's right, and I'm just a robot. I could probably survive anyway. Beep boops.
Oh, I pressed the wrong button there. Train to...
I've got the phone app, so I can go check it now.
Scarborough from York. Yeah, that helps me. Scarborough to Dover. I don't know. My ear.
Ow. Don't, I don't know.
For a biddy.
One bit for Chili's Hacking Fund. Oh, thank you. Dover Court, is that near you?
Dover Court.
£125.
Dover Priory is the station. The only station we have.
Okay. I saw that also, but...
Well, yeah, 5 hours. I got 3 changes. I have to do 3 changes. Well, you have to do 3 changes. What's it like to get a from Dover to Scarborough? Let's do that.
We're looking online now. £127.
Dover. Is it Priory?
Dover Priory.
Dover Court. It's Dover Priory.
It's about the same price. I found Dover Priory, though. £124. Suppose if I split the tickets, it'll be cheaper. But £123, save 49. Oh, it'd be 217 normally.
217?
I love you, Paul, but no.
Well, I'd rather
go to America for that price.
For when we do, when we get all of our people, like Susan, Flatus, and all that to come to Scarborough. Then I will pay for it. I will pay it again.
Take a bus. It'll be longer, but so cheap, much cheaper.
I don't like buses.
Nah. But I went to London, for KoopoCon, it was an 8-hour bus, but the price was from the train was £150. The bus, £31.
It's like, I think how we did it. 3 adults to get to
Move around the number one podcast about train fares. Yes, come to England, you'll get ripped off. Come to England, where it's cheaper.
I went by Virgin.
Right, come to England where it's cheaper to take a flight to Italy, Spain, Germany, Poland, Iceland, and still be 100 quid cheaper than the actual train. Because a flight to Italy is £10.
Jesus.
Yeah. A flight to Spain is 15. A flight to Germany is like 20. England, it's cheaper to go anywhere else but England. You can even fly to Boston for 270 now. Anyway, we should talk about Final Fantasy because we actually have some stuff to talk about.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
157.50.
Yeah, when you could also then fly to America for 200.
That's a standard class.
Yeah.
Jesus, first class is like 280.
Yeah. Look up flight to Boston. It's even it's cheaper to fly to America than take the train here.
Fuck, do we want to go to Boston and meet up?
Go to America.
Jesus.
It'll save us money than going to London.
Jesus Christ. For one adult. And you have to do three changes. Jesus.
Yeah. There's only two changes to America.
Yay.
Public transport.
You wouldn't get this from an American podcast.
No, they would talk about the actual topic.
But over here on the British Isles of...
I feel like it's just Britain. Us. Just us, Paul.
True, actually, yeah, probably. I don't think Mione or like Terror TV talks about train fares in their videos.
Final Fantasy Fashion Report. By the way, have you heard about the taxi fares?
There's no footage on this yet. See?
Yeah.
Are you the greatest here? Well, to be fair, we don't live in Minnesota, and I don't think they have trains there.
It's too cold. But remember from the first Pokemon movie that we do know they in fact have Vikings. Anyone remember that?
Vikings.
State of the Realm, not the place for you to hear about Grand Transfer. See? Susan gets us. This is the only Final Fantasy podcast where you can come and listen to people complain about the train prices. And buses.
And buses.
Taxes.
Oh, fuck taxes. fuck taxi. See, I would like to live in America, but the free healthcare we get here.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live there because of how expensive it is. I love you. We love you too, Susan.
We all love you. And then, like, America, like, I would love to live there. I would love to live there because I have a lot of friends over there.
But free healthcare. I could sleep in the closet in someone's house. It'd be fine. I get a sock to go out to buy them food every so often, and then I have to go back in the closet again.
Are you a house elf? Harry Potter? Yes. I can just imagine Chili Slala as a house elf.
Dobby get sock? Yay.
Chili get Nando's? Chili is free!
Chili is full. Full. Chili has Nando's.
All I have in my head is I just picture like Susan and Flatus just giving you a Nando's going
open the closet and then there's like just me there and then there's that plate with the Nando's bag. You give him a chicken tender and he has freedom. Oh. Chicken tenders.
I can just imagine that if I was ever a decent person at drawing, I would draw all this.
We should talk a bit about Final Fantasy. Did you know that patch 5.2 main site has been updated with text? Multiple lines of text that are in letters that form sentences. Kind of, not really. Oh. They're just like words. There's no real sentences. In fact, this is probably the worst update they've done when it comes to mini sites, because it's just text. There's not even pictures. I like pictures. Pictures are cool.
Same.
I mean, I'm going to ignore some of it because we all know that it's going to be those because it's a patch, but we're going to get new resistant weapon quests, which I heard are the crafting relics. Ishgardian restoration updates. Crafting and Garen's getting another overhaul, which will be interesting to see. New Game Plus update, which I'm going to say is just like... they're going to add more... Yeah, this patch into New Game Plus. Because that's what they do.
Yeah.
And the biggest update of all, ocean fishing.
Yes. I must ocean fish. I fucking hate fishing. It annoys me with fishing because you can't do it like regular levies. Because there is a sense of RNG to it.
Well, I guess that's why this is why it's so good. Because you and your buddies go out on a boat and fish together.
Oh, yeah, you know, we could do a whole stream about that. We can just go out and just fish for a wee bit.
Yeah, that's what I used to do on Fantasy 11, if I'm being honest. I had so many hours in 11, but I would spend weeks where I'd just pretend to be someone in charge of the boat and just sit at the front talking to people and helping them fish. I was like a ticket master chili on the boat.
See, I would... Like, when I didn't play Final Fantasy 14 and I didn't...
Yeah.
And I actually went outside and had a childhood and was very energetic and...
I'm confused by all these words, okay.
I love camping, fishing, going out on a boat, and now I'm scared of everything.
Yeah.
I would not go outside. Now that I can fish on a boat in Final Fantasy 14...
With your friends?
With my friends, I don't have to worry about the outside world anymore.
Yay, and the bigger the fish you get, the more XP everyone gets together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You get, like, chain bonuses if you work together. So...
Mm. Is there an animation if it's a really big fish? Say you're, like, on one of those seats, and you got, like, your line, like, in between your leg in a pole, and it's like, oh, God, and your friends start, like, crowding around you trying to pull it in as well.
That'd be cool. I don't know because we don't know anything else, but that'd be cool if it is.
That'd be a cool animation.
Yeah. But until that comes out, we have got the Moogle Treasure Trove, where we can now grind for some things of Soldry, where we can get iron.
This ain't Moogle around giving you shit. This is the game.
Yeah.
We don't have a Treasure Trove.
Yeah, we don't have... Though, remember, if you do watch enough Moogle Go Around Radio, on twitch.tv says Moogle Go Around Radio, you can earn a $10 Mog Station guard if you spend 50,000 Jeff Fishies.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Fishies. I want the Jeff Boys, the Jeff Fishies.
Yeah.
Speaking of fish.
Which,
yes.
Although I like She Heals I Tanks, Dingleberries, I think I prefer Jeff Fishies. But you might be too biased. And Motion Radio still hasn't changed theirs, I don't think. So
we'll see what they decide. Get on it. I know they just came back. Congratulations on coming back, by the way, Merchant.
Yeah, welcome back after a year. We missed you. Paul's mum really missed you.
Paul's mum moved on. she was listening to Shields, I think.
Oh, that's... Merchant Radio is still trying to decide on the currency. How about... Eagle Euros.
It's like America and EU come together. 2 days. The EU will have come about. It's like the Horde or the Alliance at this point.
Gyros? There you go.
Gyro!
You're welcome, Maelstrom Radio. You're welcome for gyros.
So, like, they have Johnny... It's Johnny Falcon. Isn't it?
Yeah, Johnny Falcon and Trouser Snake.
Snake.
I can't remember what it was.
If I ever put a pair of trousers on and a snake fell out of it, I would have a heart attack. Because my biggest fear is a fucking snake.
That always makes me think of American Dad when the snake gets Stan's trousers, and he's like attacking it, telling his son, "Oh, look, it's a trouser snake." No, that's not what it means, but okay. Yeah, Susan Sprinkle said they're going to have a good guest on Sunday, so yeah, please go check them out this Sunday at some sort of time that I can't remember because I'm bad at that. But twitch.tv says Milestone Radio. This will probably be out before then because, you know, I want to promote that because it's incredible who they've got on. I am really bad with names, so I'm just going to have to double check.
8 p.m. EST.
8 p.m. EST, which is like some sort of time for me. They've got like Justin Moore from Rainbow Arcade. He's the founder of Rainbow Arcade. So, which is a... Yeah, you should go check them out. Incredible streamers. Yeah, 8 p.m. EST, you're right.
Arcade. And I fucked you spot Arcade.
A-R-C-A-D-E. I follow quite a few people that are on the Rainbow Arcade stream team, including Misoso, Ken, and I can never say his name right. Kirill?
Kirill.
I love that Susan has put in the Maelstrom Radio quotes that I've said. The Maelstrom Radio mascot trouser snake.
Oh no. there it is.
Remember to go check out their Discord. Who knows, maybe one day we'll let Moogle go around Discord, be open to everyone.
Well, what we can do is that we haven't done it yet.
Yeah, we just haven't done it yet.
Can we get 5 likes and we'll open up our Discord?
That'd be impressive, being the fact there is no like system, Paul. Can we? I know. How about this? How about an even easier goal? A goal that any... Yeah, it's not open to everyone. We only invite like guests into the thing.
Guests, a couple of my friends that follow the podcast. You, who got VIP, obviously, so you can do whatever the hell you want in it.
Yeah, only certain people have been invited. We've never publicly given out the Discord ever.
But if we hit 180 followers, we'll open it up.
No, even easier. If we get promoted by Raid Shadow Legends.
Raid Shadow Legends!
This podcast is not sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends. You shouldn't go download it. It doesn't have many characters, and maybe you should just play other mobile games instead.
Token Battle.
Or Legends. Better. Or just go play Final Fantasy 14.
All that too, what we actually play.
So, not sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends. Leggings.
Leggings.
Raid Shadow Leggings. words are difficult tonight.
You know, we've never really opened the Discord up to anyone. I have, like, feedback, I guess, from my guests.
Yeah.
I haven't really done much.
But no, anyway, the Moogle Tombstone event is from 20th of January until patch 5.2, which I'm guessing is February 18th, because there is a new live letter been announced recently. Yes, a live letter, which will all be in Japanese, so unless you know Japanese, chances are you're not going to understand a word, but you're going to enjoy the pictures.
Ah, konnichiwa.
Do you have all your episodes? I do on my other laptop, yes.
What? What a random comment to come in. I assume we're talking about a bit. Do you have all your episodes?
Look, he missed the train discussion. He needs to know.
okay. So we were talking about trains and a train schedule and how much it is. And we're talking about America. like we would love to live in America, but we love our free healthcare. So we're like,
yay, healthcare.
I would rather pay for the train.
I don't know why I'm cheering on an invisible flag, but yay.
Yay!
You know what I'm cheering on? February 6th will be a live letter. So we'll get to see more information on the new raid, which I can't wait for because I want more Savage. Give me more sausage raiding. I want some sausages. I want more Eden sausage. Yeah. 11 a.m. GMT, so I'll actually be awake for that. So... Yay!
I might. I don't know. I don't know. Also, hello, Flatus. How are you?
Remember, if you want to join the Discord, you're free to join Patch 5.2 Preview Part 2 and Miscellaneous Announcements, which I'm going to spoil right here. I'm going to announce it before they announce it because I have that scoop. Not really, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's probably going to be FanFest.
Probably.
Let's sort of more steak. Look, that steak was delicious but expensive. I'm not going to pay full price. I had it for free. but yeah, they're probably going to announce FanFest dates and ticket sales because they, although they announced it at the last live letter, they didn't announce the locations or dates or price or timing. So chances are we're going to hear a lot more about that this live letter. I'd say that's a scoop, but I think everyone's pretty much guessed that.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know where it is so I can work out where I'm going so I can stay with all the cool people again. Like Emmy, Susan, the Crucible.
I was hoping to have a job by now, honestly, to save up for it, but that ain't happened yet. And I don't know if I can fly with my leg yet, so.
Well, it won't be until the end of the year.
Yeah, so hopefully.
I want to say next year.
So I'm watching a TV.
No, yeah, I'm not watching TV.
It's people in my house, like, they haven't gone to bed yet. So this is, like, really early for me, and they're, I don't know, I think they're watching a painting sign because my family are artists.
That's weird how, maybe it's Discord because I can't hear it.
Oh, no, my Discord, I've got a really decent level when no one can actually hear my the interaction when I'm talking. But on stream they can because I haven't got a sound mixer, so I can't, like, do that.
Ah, okay, that's, okay, fair enough. So, okay, the stream, sorry about the interruption then. But the podcast will be fine because I'm recording, so.
Yeah. It'll be my end.
Yeah.
This is what happens. I'm sorry. People hear it when I stream a lot, so. It's because I'm literally, where my computer is, there's literally a TV. You can hear that. Literally opposite that wall. And it's a really thin wall if you can hear that. So yeah. Back to our reschedule programming because we're talking about TVs.
You know what we'll talk about next? Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day. But before then,
ooh,
because obviously we're a podcast and we have guests on. Not gonna have a guest on this, obviously, this podcast, but our next podcast will be about the love letter.
Yes, it will be.
And we'll be having a special guest.
Yep.
On for that podcast.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
If they're feeling better.
Yeah, we're hoping to have Riss from Tasty Peach Studios on for the live letter. Also, I'm going to contact Mione to see if he wants to be on for the live letter also. So, because we were going to have him on for the Christmas special, but he was having internet problems that week, so... Yeah, and technically this is the one of the first podcasts we've done this year.
Yes.
I mean, live. We've had ones out. It's just that
this is the one we're recording. The rest of them has been us streaming games.
Yeah.
So,
which I've got into more streaming, which is nice. We're planning more. We're making a schedule for a better timetable in the future, which will be coming sometime in February, probably, with the patch. Woo! Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Savage a lot of content. We're going to be streaming that.
But yeah, the Valentine's Day glam does look cute. We get to choose one of three people to be our Valentine's Day leads. I've got wind. 1 second, Paul.
Yep, it's fine. So yeah, we got really cool glamours coming this time. A lot of events we've been having haven't really been very heavy on glamour. It's just mainly been, you know, like fireworks.
Well, it's because they do like a rotation of like, basically they do 1 year with like simple stuff, and then the next year glamour, and then the year after simple stuff. So the events like rotate.
Yeah.
So this year we've got a set of three of the same sets. But based on which one you pick as your favorite person, because, yeah, it could be a girl or a boy. in fact, you've got more chances of picking a boy because there's only one girl.
Wait, shit, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you've got Astrid. You've got Rodrigo and Bert.
Was really extending it, and you got Bert.
And Bert. See, I'm going to go with Astrid because Bert. I like her the most because she's cute. But I also want to go with Bert because he's called Bert.
Fucking Bert. I can't believe that you have like Astrid. Fucking Roberto.
Rodrigo.
Yeah, sorry, Rodrigo.
And Bert. Rodrigo.
And Bert. Bert sounds like a name that I would call a bird.
It just made me think of the Simpsons clip.
It's my parakeet. Bert, the parakeet.
It made me think of the Simpsons clip, if I'm honest. You know, where they're looking at, like, remember, Bart, doesn't Bert cut your hair? I don't think so. It might be, actually. It might be the person that cuts your hair. No, he has, like, purple hair. Bert doesn't have purple hair. But they do have...
Bert is not fabulous.
They do have three different outfits that you can choose from, which are the same outfit, but depending on which one you pick, they're different colours.
Unless you're a female or a male, then they're different then.
Yeah, they're different then. Which sucks because I want to wear the female outfit.
Yeah, it sucks because I want to wear the fucking male outfit as a female.
Oh.
I love overcoats.
And I love this little, like, it's like basically like, Damn it! The Queen of Hearts from, not the Queen, but the Queen from Alice in Wonderland. It reminds me of.
Off with her head!
Yeah.
No,
that's what her outfit reminds me of. By the way, if you do pick, say you pick Bert, but you prefer the red of Astrid, then you're lucky because all the outfits are actually dyeable. So no matter which one you pick, it's the same outfit and you can dye them, so it doesn't really matter. They do have a different name each for each item as well. The Astrid has the rose gear. I got to look at his name so I don't say it wrong again. Rodrigo gets the forget-me-not gear. And Bert gets the forget-me-not gear.
Why does Astrid look like a child?
No,
Why does Astrid look like a child?
Because I think she's young. Plus, all female aura kind of look young.
She's an elf, not an aura.
Oh yeah, she's an elf. Oh well, she still looks.
But I knew Bert had to be a fucking Highlander.
Yeah, Bert is the Highlander.
I like how you get bowler hats.
Yeah. Oh, glamour that outfit. Anyway, the event starts January 29th, ends on the 9th of February, but the server votes will actually do something, so you'll find out the results on February 9th and last until the 17th of February, so I wonder what's going to happen with those, what you get. You also get a housing item, which is a chocolate fountain, which you can dye.
That is amazing! It's a chocolate fountain. Yeah. I love chocolate fountains.
I've never been able to eat one, so I don't know. Makes me sad.
It feels bad, man. It feels bad. I definitely think I'm going to have to change one of my characters into a male because I really like the overcoat.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's really well done.
If only it wasn't gender locked.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't gender locked because I would love to have that on my like bunny thing.
Yeah.
I'd really like to have that. Because then you could literally cosplay as, you know, the bunny from My Will, Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah,
and that would be really cool. You can still do it technically. Obviously, if you have the bunny ears, you're not going to have the bowler hat. It's still really cool. I got a dress as well. The dress is really nice. I really do love the tights that come with it.
Oh, yeah.
They're really funky. You could use that into like a steampunk kind of glam, or even a Harley Quinn glam if you go for the red.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice. And Harley Quinn is Harley. She's attractive, okay. Mr. Boobable. I like that. Would that be my name if we get married, Mr. Boobable?
Mr. Boobable.
Chili boobable.
Look, I would.
Our pool rose swinging. Our Mr. Rose swinging.
No, I could change boobable. I could change anyone, really. I don't know. Do I have the money for that? No. But I might do at some point down the line. I might grab myself a Fantasia.
Talking about money. I want to say thank you to everyone that donated to us over the last few months because we finally got our first payment from Twitch. We've got £100 almost.
So, okay, thank you for all the subs and biddies.
Yeah.
All the subs and all the biddies.
So thank you, everyone.
Awesome. Thank you for supporting us.
I used it to pay off some like giveaways I've been planned to do, so that'll happen in the future. Yay!
Woo!
Thank you, everyone.
I bought birthday gifts.
Yay! Good choice.
For people. So that was fun.
See, we're giving the money out that we got.
I still have like a tenner left. I could possibly use a Fantasia out of that. Maybe.
Well, Fantasia's only £5.
Yeah. Well, so. 5.75.
Well, yeah.
I could do that. Maybe. Might put a poll up. Do I want one of my EU vaults being, or do I want Boom Boom to come a man?
By the way, for those that have taken a break from the game because of the dry content right now, there is a callback campaign going on right now where you can invite a friend back, and if they've been away for 90 days, they'll get some free time and you'll get some gold feathers, and yeah, they'll get some silver feathers to buy some items with, and they'll get 7 days of free to play, 99 A4A tickets, so you get 99 free teleports, and 10 silver chocobo feathers, which you can use for gear up to level 70 now, up to level 390. So, that's not bad, really. If you take a long break and you come back in the game, that's some free catch-up gear and some free teleports and a free emote, I think. No, I don't think you get the emote. That sucks. Boo. Boo earns. So yeah, Paul.
I nearly wanted to sneeze there, but didn't let me.
That is the worst.
It is literally the worst.
Also, the really shitty Christmas sale ends soon, on the 28th of January.
What Christmas sale?
The one where the only sale is the discount on the job boosts.
Oh, the job boost.
Yeah.
Wasn't you going to do that? Buy one for more money?
Yeah, but I don't need to now. I've got a Dodo. I can sell it for money.
Yeah, true. Or use it, because it does look really cute.
Yeah, but it's 15 million gil, Paul.
Oh, wait a minute. 15 million gil.
Yeah. So, I can use that money to, you know, buy a small house on Gilgamesh and...
Buy a small house. Buy a plot of land.
Yeah. Well, no, my plan is to buy a small house... Plan to put stuff away to help with crafting raid gear for next tier. You know.
Oh god, yeah, shit. Oh shit, I gotta get on that.
Yeah.
I think, are we carrying on? Oh, I'll probably talk this tonight about the raid team. But I don't know if this raid team is gonna disband or is it gonna carry on for the next raid.
Well, the whole point is that they want to carry on. So.
Okay, they want to carry on. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, because what slowed us down was the fact that we didn't really have many people that were stable. So now that we hopefully got a stable group, we should be okay in the future. Yay!
That me and you had to kind of swap now from roles of both being melee DPS to one being a healer and one being a tank.
So. Which is kind of scary, being the fact that I've never healed a single tier before till this tier.
Yeah, and you did very well.
So. Thank you. I had no idea what I was doing. First few weeks, I even forgot some of the buttons existed. forgot the planetary thing was a thing.
I'm kind of lucky because also I main tank. I play tanks a lot. When it comes to obviously my main character is a paladin.
Yeah.
And I recently got the clear on team are going to be farming up a little bit. Yeah, we're gonna farm a little bit. I couldn't be there for one day, because obviously the whole shit of me going to hospital, coming back, having a cold, not very good.
Well, we're going into Ultimate for the last day tomorrow for a while, because we discussed having a little break, because we're not really getting anywhere. So we're going to do one more day and then rest for a week, then do some Savages before the next tier comes out, just to get warm-ups.
Yeah, I need to... I need to get gear for the other Savages. I think I still need a boot.
Yeah. On Gilgamesh, I still need chest. On Gilgamesh. And legs.
Yeah, this like my my main Ryu is 100% all it needs is the weapon.
Yeah.
That's all it needs. On Gilgamesh, on the other hand, shit, I need a lot of things.
On Ultros, I don't really need anything. I've got everything on Ultros now, which is nice. So... I've even got a book for Scholar, even though I don't play Scholar.
Because obviously, like...
Just to annoy my mate, because he doesn't raid. He's always, like, proud of his Scholar. And so, I was like, oh, you know what, I don't need this book, I'll just pick it up anyway.
Flip that, man.
See, I can be mean sometimes.
Only sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, I need to literally, like, get on like Gilgamesh and actually get gear. But right now I'm 452, I think.
Nice. I like, just need a ring and I need a ring and chest and legs, and but I'll be close to 470. So yay.
I have a bunch of crafting gear. I could probably just like go upgrade that with Grosha.
Yep, you can.
But I need to get the Grosha.
I love that feature, by the way. If anyone that doesn't know this, stealing a green leaf minute. Stealing a green leaf minute. if you've got Gosha and you have crafted 450 gear, you can go to Yulmore and then trade in the Gosha to upgrade the crafted gear from 450 to 460. This will be the same as the high level of the tome gear. But of course, tome gear can be upgraded to 470 from either doing Savage Hunts or from doing the 24-man raid. The copied factory. That was your stolen green leaf minute. Stolen minute.
I still need to do the copy factory on Gilgamesh. That's fucking bad, man. I'm so behind
get,
on
now
Gilgamesh.
We get sued by She Heals I Tank for saying that.
Shit.
That'd be funny.
Wait, Lewis! Jeff!
Jeff, cover our asses!
Jeff, have they claimed that? As in, is it theirs? Have they got a documentary? Like, you know, have they trademarked it, Jeff?
One second.
Tell me now.
Flat. I think they have. So we're just going to give them... I'll give them some bits later tonight when the RV streams, okay? That way we can, like... I'll pay them off a little bit. Shit. So tonight...
pay them off!
In the past, I'll give RV some bits as an apology for saying that. Okay. You heard it here first, and I promise I will. So... Of course, by the time you've heard this, the stream will have already happened. Because it's a Thursday, therefore it's the Greenleaf stream where they teach... Where RV and Hyperpixie teach themselves playing different games.
Oh, shit, yeah. It is. Oh, wow, we timed that one, didn't we?
Time in. Do. I mean, they stream most nights now, really. I think Sunday is the 5th stream.
Yep.
Tuesday is the raid stream. Wednesday is the dual stream. Mm-hmm. Thursday is the green leaf stream. Friday is the podcast.
Ah.
Go check them out. Twitch.tv/She Heals a Tank. See? I don't know what time they start, though.
Because, you know, the... what is it? Fucking PTST?
PTSD.
What? Shit. Every time
that's
I watch
my favourite time zone.
Time zone where you literally go back to Nam.
Oh, God!
For us, it's the Scarborough War against the Seagulls. We're just going back like, no!
That's the time zone in Scarborough, PTSD. You got GMT, BST, and PTSD.
Thank you. god. Oh god, I love me some PTSD. Really gets me in the mood.
It's GMT plus two.
Oh god.
It's like high quality time.
Eric's in HD. High quality. But yeah. To be fair, we could like do that. Call like Jeff's drunk moment. And, like.
By the way, I'm still annoyed that our emote for Jeff hasn't been post-traumatic stream. I'm still annoyed that our emote hasn't been accepted yet. Thank you, Susan, by the way, again for that emote. But I want my angry Jeff emote so I can post it everywhere. Everyone will be like, oh my god, where'd you get that emote? I'm like, go sub to Moogle Go Around Radio.
Yeah, I'm so outraged. I've been looking at the emails as well, just like, please. We want our emote.
Please, sir, can we have some emotes?
Oh, fuck shit, I was looking at my own email there. That's not what I
want. Oh, by the way, Paul, I will need the YouTube address for Moogle Go Around sometime so I can transfer the videos over.
There's a YouTube address?
Yeah, our email and password for YouTube.
Oh, shit, you should have that, didn't you?
No, I remembered it's on my old laptop. So.
Well, didn't I send it to you?
No.
Oh, then who did I send it to?
I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what we can talk about. We're nearly at the end of the hour, but I think we've covered pretty much everything Final Fantasy related. We've got the live letter coming up soon. We've got the Valentine's Day. We've got the return of friend. We've got all the good stuff that are happening.
All that real good stuff.
All that usual generic stuff. I'll be honest, I'm excited for... Oh yeah, and they also had the Starlight Party screenshot contest, which I forgot to enter again. One day I'll remember to enter that one of those competitions because I want one of those rewards.
One day.
Everyone takes a piss out of them, but I really want some of those rewards.
Honestly, same.
So, one day I'll remember to actually submit a picture. And now I've got a PC, I can't even make the complaint about having to upload it to a USB drive just to download it onto my PC. Like I did on PS4. Because that was frustrating.
Frustration!
And I'm lazy.
Honestly, same.
There's a new Elegant Tombstone coming out in 5.2. Could you guess that?
No.
So those are things that happen every so often. So Elegant Tombstones of Phantasmagoria will be removed from the weekly cap will be removed. So you can get as many per week as you want, but the limit is still 2,000 on you at one time. So if you get to 2,000, remember to spend your Tombstones of Phantasmagoria so you can go get more if you need them. Elegant Tombstones of Gosha and Elegant Tombstones of Mendasi and Genesis Mendasi and Genesis will be going completely. They're removed from the game. Gosha will still be in the game, but you can't get any more. But instead, stuff that gave Gosha will now give Phantasmagoria, and you can transfer your Gosha into Phantasmagoria. So if you need some Phantasmagoria gear, you can wait until you get your Gosha.
Well, if you like some people, they literally just get 2,000 of these and just leave it there just because it looks pretty.
Yeah.
That's what I did. It just looks pretty.
Well, that gets deleted eventually anyway.
Only eventually. It still looks pretty.
And then you've got the new Tombstones, which sound less cool than the last ones. Allegory, which will be a new currency, which is in 5.2.
If we say like Al Gore.
Yeah, Al Gore. Tombstones of Al Gore.
God damn it, Al Gore. Not again.
Elegant Tombstones of Man Bear Pig.
Man Bear Pig.
Also, Poetics will still exist and you'll still get them up to level 70. That won't change until the next expansion where you'll get Poetics until up to level 80. Because Poetics is basically the generic free tome now. So, which is cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Weird, but yeah.
Well, it's because it's the last time you get in a Realm Reborn, so rather than having constant different tomes for each level cap. It just having one set of tomes.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the gear is going to look really cool.
Well, with the name like Allegory, I hope so.
Allegory.
But we'll probably see some of the gear in 5.2 live there, which will be coming out early February.
Oh, cool.
So.
It's off by your day.
Well, it is late here. It is the midnight.
Yep, quarter past 12.
So.
Well, 13 past 12, if you want to get technical with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep like looking at my screen, thinking there's like a camera there. Just like, yeah. What's going on? I keep raising my eyebrows, like, yeah. And I know in my head, I don't know why. I've watched so much like these generic YouTubers on YouTube, and I've just, I don't know, I fucking lost the plot. I think I'm trying to become one of those like YouTube presenters. I don't know. I just stopped watching less YouTube and more Netflix, I think. Yeah.
So you want to wrap this week's episode up a little early? Because chances are next episode is going to be a lot longer.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down to end it now. We don't really have much else to talk about, I don't think.
No, we do not.
Besides, love people.
Yeah, go check out Martial Radio because they've got an amazing podcast coming out this Sunday. An amazing stream with Justin from Rainbow Arcade. Please go check them out. I can't wait to see what gets discussed on the show. So please go check them out.
Sunday.
Of course, Susan is the producer for Elston Radio now. Congratulations on becoming their producer this Sunday. You can catch it this Sunday. I would like to do quick shout-outs to the people that have tweeted me for my birthday, if that's okay.
Go for it.
I'd like to shout out to thank you to Papaya. A thank you to Ace the Gamer. A shout-out to Majoga. A shout-out to Flatus. Shout-out to Motion Radio as well. Thank you so much. A shout-out to Ace Kaneki. Okay, Variant Vision. Shout out to Rock Ronsa, okay, I'll do it. Shout out to Alistair. Shout out to the place I got a free steak from. They tweeted me back saying happy birthday.
Amazing.
So thank you to Brewers Fair for the free steak and for the tweet, I guess.
Woo!
Shout out to JRPG Zachary. A shout out to Matt Chan. A shout out to Glory Geist. Go check him out on Mixer or YouTube because he's mostly on YouTube. Shout out to Nightmare Demon. Again, check him out on Twitch. He streams on Twitch. A shout out to Rayo Kuyu. Phoenix Town Radio. A shout out to Word to Game. Shout out to Siren Song. A shout out to Quinton, of course. He's cool. I love him. He's amazing. A shout out to Roland Berry Pie.
There's
so many to shout out. I can't wait. Thank you so much for all of it. Shout out to She Heals a Tank, of course. Go check them out. Twitch Team says She Heals a Tank. Remember, I've got to go give them money. Shout out to Death Monkey XL, which, by the way, I probably don't. I'm joking. I won't have to, but I will anyway. Just to keep the joke going. Shout out to Brahma. Shout out to Solvin Ass. By the way, please don't do those streams again, Brahma. That was a bad stream. And anyone who saw that Crucible stream knows what I'm talking about.
What?
You don't want to know, Paul. A shout out to Vari, which, by the way, I'm sorry because he's going to be tweeting one bad thing per day in February. That's my own fault. Shout out to Ken. Shout out to Doofus Monkey because of Susan. Shout out to KK McLeod. A shout out to Mione.
Woo!
A shout out to Alfonso. Shout out to Scarlet.
Alfonso! Sorry. He just had that really cool name. Alfonso.
He has an anime life, Alfonso. He really does have an anime life. Also, a shout out to Loomchan.
Loomchan! Oh, fuck my picture for Loomchan.
Loomchan. So, yeah. There probably will be a few more tweets before this goes live, but still. Seriously, thank you for all the love. It's made my day. And even one person said that not all LFL are evil because of me. So that's... Finally, I've tricked people. And of course, shout out to Paul. Thank you for having a show with me tonight.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, man. It was fun. I like doing shows.
Crying Flatus, the excited JCP. We're getting all of them. Bucket Coon.
I didn't mind.
That's Loom Chan.
Loom Chan's there.
Yeah. Right after Bucket Coon.
Bucket Coon. Oh god, yeah. That's done. All these memories we have.
Yeah. We'll make more of them in 2020. Please stick around for all the craziness that we will go around in 2020. We might even have more stuff. Chinese Elvis.
Chinese Elvis.
See, only Moogle Go Around, the home of Final Fantasy podcast, you get an anime loom, a Chinese Elvis, and more. Paul, have you got any shout outs?
It's only up from here. Greatness is Moogle Go Around. Big shout out to Chili for turning a magical age of 18.
Yeah, I'm 18 now.
And thank you. A big shout out to him for doing, obviously, this podcast for so many years now.
It's been many years. I've been doing podcasts for 8 years now.
See, he's a big podcast in the big podcasting world. I've only done it for about, I think, 4. I think. Big shout out to Susan also for being here. Hello, Susan.
Thank you, Susan, as always.
For being here. And thank you to Flatus also for showing up and just talking about our episodes.
Yeah. How many episodes have you got stored? Bye. I don't even think he responded. He's just like, how many
games? He just went, less sausage and more steak.
Yeah. It's someone watching TV and doesn't Bert cut your hair.
Yeah, he didn't really answer our questions. He just answered with more questions, other than the less sausage, more steak.
That's right, content.
Content. Fucking content. That's content. All we need, content.
That's what Fallacy needs right now. Content.
Content. I've been doing a lot of weird fucking voices today. I don't know why. Content. Also, thank you to Zachy Berg. Another viewer as well. Commander Root. Susan Splinkles. The real hot chili pepper.
That is me.
I love that username.
Thank you to Checkpoint XP for that username. He's still at work. Okay.
He's still at work? That's why.
Well, men at work.
Men at work.
Make good songs.
They whistle while they work.
I mean, they're the ones who made the song Down Under. Remember that 1979 hit? Oh no, that 1981 hit. The band was formed in 1979. Although, no, it depends. Wiki says 1979, but Google says 1978. So who knows?
Who was in the right?
Which one's true?
Anyway,
thank you, Ian.
Oh, Ian!
Ian Shaw has wished happy birthday. Oh. Sorry, we got distracted by because I mentioned that work. Yeah, Flatus is at work, so I got distracted by the song.
And this is how we end a podcast. We get distracted easily.
Not with a bang, but with a distraction.
We are the elite in the podcasting community. We do not make a bang. We make a distraction. We're pretty shit at it, but we're here instead.
Yep. We'll be here again in a few weeks for the live letter. With hopefully Riss from Tasty Peach Studios. Susan, yeah. No, you weren't Susan. That's a lie. You were born in 2001. Because you're only 19. I think that's right.
Yeah.
No, maths. Quick maths.
One more Monday, two.
I wanted to say 18, but I couldn't remember maths.
That's what I was like. I was like,
2002 would be 18, right? Yeah. God, I feel old. But I can say 2002 would be an 18-year-old. I was born in 87.
So. I was born in 1995. I've had to say that a lot.
So,
like going to hostels, can you just confirm your date of birth, please?
I still get asked my date of birth and age. I still remember last year my mate tried to buy alcohol for his sister. Yeah, it was his birthday present.
Yeah.
They refused to serve him because I was stood next to him. Because they were worried that he was going to give it to me. I'm like, I'm 32. I don't bring ID because I don't drink. So, I'm clearly old enough for this if I wanted to. But now they refused him service because I was stood next to him.
If Chili was tempted by Satan's lettuce or blood, he would.
So,
Chili is a Christian boy.
Yeah, sure, we'll go with that. Until next week! It's been Moving Around Radio, and we've learnt a thing. Bye!
Did we learn a thing?
No, we never do. Bye!
Bye, love yourself.
Love everyone.
Until next time.
Boop, boop, boop.